This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
Hello, this is, I guess I'm going to call this HMB Sides. This is content that's in between podcasts, mostly done in the vehicle when I'm traveling. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text message line. HMBradio.com is the website. You can reach me on Instagram and Twitter at home_made_man. This is just going to be stuff that not going on the regular podcast, won't air on Radio St. Pete, and just stuff, you know, stuff that, personal stuff, my thoughts on things. I don't know. I don't really know yet. Just stuff. So, I found out recently that doctors are just people. You know what you think, like, growing up? I don't know if you had this, but you kind of have a higher regard for doctors and, like, lawyers and stuff because they go to college. They go to in-depth schools for this. Years. It takes years to be a doctor. You know, you go to medical school and then you're still learning for a period of time and eventually they just go, okay, you're ready now. Go ahead. You're a real doctor now. But they still screw up. You know, I never really thought about, you know, like, second opinions when people talk about getting a second opinion. It's like, why are you going to a doctor? He told you what the deal was. He took your blood and put it in a machine and, yeah, you're gonna die now, or you have this disease, or whatever. Yeah, I kind of understand why people get second opinions now. Now, this is a personal story, and, it's kind of gross. I mean, not really gross, but, you know, you may not want to know this about me. I don't know, but, if you're listening to it, so, I was nude, and I noticed there's a little bump on my dink. And I'm going, what the hell is that? So I go, oh, it must be an ingrown hair or something. That's what it's got to be. So I kind of just left it at that. And then I waited a week, and it didn't go away. And I went, oh, farts. Okay, I'm going to have to go talk to somebody about this. And I wanted to, like, you just go to the health department and then they'll look at it and tell you, and that's, you know, free or reduced or whatever, because I don't have health insurance anymore. That's a whole other fiasco. But so I finally made the move. I didn't want to go to the health department because I was looking up the number for the health department, and you look up the reviews for the health department and it's scary. I just heard, like, it's flea infested. And I know people online just write crazy crap because they can, but I was like, you know what? I'm just going to pay to go to a walk-in clinic. So I went to this clinic and I talked to this doctor, this man, and he goes, what's going on? And I go, well, I got a thing on my dong. I think it's an ingrown hair, but I'm not sure. So I'm going to have you take a peek. He goes, well, can I see it? And I went, yeah. So I had to pull out my ding dong in front of this man, and he looked at it very briefly. I kind of thought, like, I didn't think he was going to get his head, like, down in there, but I kind of thought he might take a closer look than what he did, because I freaked out because I thought it was an ingrown hair, and I'm like, I got to get this hair out. So I pretty much took an X-Acto knife and put it in some alcohol for a little while, and then took an X-Acto knife to it on my dong. Yeah, pretty gross. And so I had, like, a open wound there now. And he looked at it for a second and goes, yeah, okay, well, that's either syphilis or herpes. And I went, what? That's it? You know? He's like, yeah, I'm pretty sure. I mean, it's got to be one or the other. And I went, oh, my God. I hope it's syphilis. That's what I was, because you just take a pill for syphilis and then it goes away. And so he goes, okay, so you need to get a blood test. That's going to be extra money, $27. I go, oh, that's not bad. That seems very reasonable, actually. Okay, let's do that. And I go, well, what about the other thing? He goes, you know, you can get the other test if you want. Or you can just assume that's what it is. And, you know, you really don't need to worry about it too much. He kind of just blew it off like it wasn't a big deal. But I was completely mortified. I know they say like 1 in 3 has herpes or something. So I was like, well, all right, you know, but I'm too, my mind wouldn't let me rest on that. I have to know that, and it just gives me the heebie-jeebies, so I need to know. So I got this swab test for it, too, and that was, like, $80, so I ended up having to spend, like, $300 at this doctor visit. So I'm keeping my fingers crossed, hoping for syphilis. And the test comes back. I call in a few days later, and he goes, yeah, it's not that. It's not syphilis, so it must be the other thing. I haven't gotten the results for the other thing yet, but I'll let you know when I do. So, and I go, well, how long is that going to take? He goes, well, we have to ship that out, so it might take a week or two. I go, oh, my God. Okay, so I'm just going to have to think about this for a week. And I'm thinking about, like, all the stuff I would have to do if that came. Like, you have to get with everybody that you... Luckily, mine's not very high. But you have to get with people, you know, on the phone that you made sweet, sweet love to. And inform them that they might want to get screened or keep an eye out for, you know, this bug that might be there. That's a nightmare. And then... just like, you know, like, what do you do? Like, if you got to have that conversation with new partners, I mean, it's hard enough dating out there, let alone when you have to inform them that you have some sort of bug that won't go away ever. You know, I did research on it, and then, you know, you get the first ones kind of bad, and then they kind of like, you get to a point where you don't even get the outbreaks anymore, it just kind of goes away. So, I was kind of accepting defeat there and knowing that that's what it was, and like, it's going to change how my life works and how I operate and how I conduct my life. And I was just like bummed for a week and a half, 2 weeks. And then I got the phone call from the doctor, and I was waiting to hear the news. You know, you get this, just that spear in your stomach where you're waiting to hear bad news. You know, it's not going to be good. But then it was good news. No herpes either. Ha ha. Yes. That's fantastic news, me. And God, what a relief that was. But I know, like, it kind of made me have a new sympathy for, and empathy for people who have that. Because I had a girl tell me that one time, like, she was straight up with me and goes, yo, just so you know, I have that, and just wanted to let you know before we did anything. And I was like, well, thanks for letting me know. Yeah, I don't want to do that now. I'm not interested in doing that with you because I'm afraid of getting that. That just seems like a nightmare to me because I'm scared of small bugs and stuff. So knowing that that would be, yeah, I know you got viruses and bacteria in you as it is, but just knowing that it's a foreign body that, you know, only a few people have, a certain selection of the population, that would weird me out, and it was a little scary. So great news on that. And then it ended up, I checked a few days later, I just stopped picking at my dong wound, and then I noticed a little tiny little black spot on that spot where it was, and I took a pair of tweezers and I pulled out an ingrown hair. So that was a big relief for me. I don't know if why you would want to hear this story, really, but it was something that I was just very excited about, so I figured I would share it with you. 813-693-2124 is the voice and text line. HMBradio.com is the website. Facebook is HMB Radio. And Twitter and Instagram, home_made_man. Follow me on there. Follow my adventures of radio and podcasting and stuff. And if you want some stickers and stuff, I got some. Just send me your address to one of those, either the website, contact page, Instagram, Twitter, whatever. send me your address and I'd love to send you some. I got magnets and stuff. And I guess that's it. That's going to wrap up this first little side, HMB Sides podcast. I hope it wasn't too weird. I was hesitant to make it, but I was also excited to share the news with as many people as possible, especially the ladies, if you know what I mean, brother. Okay, bye.